Okay, so what's the difference then between a research question and a hypothesis? Nothing, okay? It's really just in the format, okay? Not the content, okay? You're going to say that you hypothesize this is going to happen. So it's going to be more of a statement where a research question will be a question. Will there be a difference or what is the difference, okay? Now, this is next statement's a little controversial. Some people do like to write their questions in a yes-no format. Some people do not, okay? So a yes-no format would be, is there a difference in treatment A versus treatment B when given to children that stutter, okay? Is there a difference? The answer is, so your statistics will tell you, yes, there is a difference, no, there isn't. Some people like to write their questions that way. Other people say, no, don't do that. Try to say, what is the difference between children who receive treatment A versus treatment B? Okay? So that way, when you start to explain your results, it gives you the leeway to talk about specifics. So, well, we noticed these kids did this and these kids did that. Okay? So it just gives you more to talk about in your results and discussion as opposed to, yep, they were different and we think this is why. Okay? Now, that's what you're going to look for. So we're going to be looking at some research questions in our articles. But there's also clinical research. And when you do clinical research, this is in the clinic, when you're asking questions about your clients and your, you want to know something, we tend to use PICO questions, P-I-C-O. It's an acronym. Okay, so we're going to look at that.